Om Shanti. Okay, so let's start with 5 minutes meditation and then we should be ready to begin the workshop. Workshop. And as you know, the title of the workshop is Healing the Subconscious Mind. And why do we want to heal the subconscious mind? Because it's in the subconscious mind that every soul stores sanskaras. Is that right? Where are your sanskaras? They're sitting in your subconscious mind, inside the many, many layers of your subconscious mind. And as you can see, the title of the entire season is Harmonizing Sanskaras. which means I am trying to create sanskaras of harmony within me. It's only when my own sanskaras inside are ones that create the virtues that bring harmony that I can harmonize my sanskaras with others. So for me to create those sanskaras of harmony, I need to remove the sanskaras that create hurt, pain, sorrow. Does anybody have any of those sanskaras inside them? Sanskaras of a little bit of hurt, little bit of upset, little bit of pain. Or maybe I should ask the other question. Does anybody not have those sanskaras? Right? So you all know why you're here. We all know why we came to this workshop. Because the entire game of our Brahmin life, whether you call it a game, whether you call it an aim, is to actually transform the sanskaras I have. Baba said it today as well, no? You have yoga with me and all your old sanskaras which bring pain and suffering and what he calls sin, they get washed away. They don't go anywhere, but they get merged deep into the soul. And the opposite sanskar, the transformed sanskar, can be emerged. The beautiful soul can emerge. So when we do this process of shifting sanskars from one side to another, this is the process of healing. Healing doesn't mean that there is no past memory. It doesn't mean that I say it didn't happen. It just means that the past doesn't have any effect on the sanskars in the soul. So you might say, I fell sick when I was 3 years old and I almost died. And ha 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 ha, it was fine, I'm still here. So that particular incident has not left an impact of fear of death on the soul. Somebody might say, I'm so scared of dogs because when I was 3 years old, I saw two dogs fighting in a park. What does that mean? The impact, the impression of that scene is still in the subconscious mind. It's still a sanskar in the soul. Does that make sense? Are you with me? So today in this workshop, we are going to first check my own subconscious mind and find out, is there anything that needs to be healed? What needs to be healed? And to do that, I also need to check and see how the sanskar is impacting on my life and on my relationships today. Does this make sense? So I'd like to read out two things to you. One is something that Sister Judy Johnson wrote in one of her little writings. And one is something that is from Baba. So, just give me one moment. This is something by Sister Judy Johnson. Memories of painful experiences leave an energetic imprint on the soul. Energetic imprint? Even if I don't realize it's there, I carry it in my energy, which means in my attitude, in my feelings. The ripple effect of this imprint is felt as strong emotions and turbulent thoughts. So turbulent thoughts means lots of wasteful thinking and lots of overthinking about something. When I speak about this again and again, I add energy to it, which is why Baba says, don't gossip, don't talk about your weaknesses again and again and again, but acknowledging that the painful imprint exists helps me to recognize and be able to create change. I can detach from the pain and fill my inner world with Baba's love, compassion, and acceptance. And over time, the effect of the pain diminishes and is replaced by love. And then what did Baba say about healing the subconscious mind? So this is from 31st of December, 1999, Murali. Baba said, an angel means one who is beyond any of the past and any ordinary ways of behaving. You speak of this as being conscious and the other as being subconscious. You do erase it, meaning you erase the past, but you don't erase everything completely. Do you do that? You erase a little bit of the past, but there's still some bits left. Why are you not able to erase it totally? The reason is that you are not able to use your power to accommodate fully. So accommodate is another word for embrace, accept. You do accommodate, but then according to time, something else would emerge again and again. If the plate or the paper of the mind, here meaning subconscious mind, is not wiped completely clean, then would anything that you tried to write on it be clear? Imagine if you have a piece of paper with a lot of writing and you try to write on top. Will it work? For example, if you try to imbibe virtues and powers into a subconscious mind which is holding pain, will it work? So you can only use these powers easily when everything is clean and clear. So if you like, you can always go back to this Murali that Baba spoke. We did read it a few months ago, 31st of December 1999. And Baba talked a lot about healing the subconscious mind. But before I need to heal anything, even from a medical perspective, I first need to know what is the problem. When you go to the doctor and you say, doctor, I have these symptoms. If it seems like it's a superficial thing, the doctor gives you medicine. If the doctor's not sure, And he sees that you're coming back again and again with the same symptoms. What would the doctor say? I think we need to do some further tests. Is that correct? We need an X-ray, need a scan, need an MRI, blood tests. We need to look deeper. So the first part of today's workshop will be looking deeper, and you will do your own X-ray. Then the next step is to look at the X-ray and see why what's happening inside is producing your symptoms. And the third step is to write your own prescription. So you all ready for that? Okay. So firstly, I'd like you all to look at these socks and shoes on the stage. And as you know, we're all travelers through life. Is that correct? And on our journey, none of us have had a very clean path. Sometimes there's a stone in the way and you bump your shoe. Sometimes there's dirt on the way, you collect some mud. It's not been an easy ride for 63 births. In fact, it's become tougher and tougher and tougher. And, you know, if you drive a car like me, maybe some of you are good drivers, but if you're like me, when I go over the speed bump, sometimes I drive up, you know, onto the side of the road, what we call the curb, and you can hear underneath the car. So anybody in the car goes, oh, Sona, what are you doing? One thing is that you get scratches and dents on the outside of the car. They are visible. But what about the bottom of the car? You can't see it. But there's still some damage. In the same way, we know ourselves on the outside. We all know about some sanskars that are working, some sanskars that are not working. But I think today's workshop might help to show you some of the damage, some of the pain, some of the impact of this birth, on this birth, of your 63 births that has been there for a while. And maybe you don't know about the things that are hidden inside. Unless you don't know, you're not going to be able to heal. Baba can't help you. So, first thing is, look at the socks and the shoes. And then I want you to ask yourself, I'm going to get you to come up and to choose a sock or a shoe that looks like you, that represents you. So just look for a moment, everyone. Just the color, whether you want to be a sock or whether you are a shoe. Now, before you choose, I just need to make a few things clear. So for the Russians, only the Russians, the Russians will only choose from this side, choose something that looks like you. Those who speak English can choose anything from here to here. Okay? And if you're in pairs, I think there was two languages, Chinese and Dutch, you need to take the pair together. So make sure that the sock or the shoe looks like both of you. Those who speak Vietnamese will take from the center. You see there's sister? English? So English from here. So just take one. You're only taking one. But make sure it looks like you. It represents you. One sock or one shoe? Only one. Only one. No, you're not taking two. You're only taking one. One. You're only taking one.
one. Yeah.
Not this side. Not this side, please. Not this side. It's okay. From here onwards. No, these are not to be used. This is not. No, not here. No, just this side. Yeah. Only one, and you can go back to your seat. So, sorry? Okay, so how many can be seated? Okay, so you find a pair and take... Sister, one. Sister, one. Ah, you have two? Who? You're sharing? Okay, fine. So you take a pair that looks like a four of you? Okay, so you take two pairs that look like you. So you have to decide who is going to share with who. Later, you're going to do sharing with who? Okay, so you find a pair that look like you. Not from here. Not from here. Not here. From there. There. That side onwards. Right. Okay, so you need to take from here onwards a sock or a shoe. Yeah, so that's all. And then you can sit down. Yeah. Sister, not this side. Sister, not this side. Not this side. You speak which language?
Spanish. How many Spanish are there?
Three of you. Okay. Well, three of you will have to share together. So, same. Now you need to be the same because you're sharing together. You have to take one. Yeah. More? Yeah? English speaker? Are there any more English speakers who haven't chosen who they are? So Vietnamese have got? Very good. Russians have all got? Everyone? Very good. So any more English speakers who have not taken... themselves. Just these four are left. It has to represent you. Anyone else? One more English speaker? Anybody? Who wants to participate in this game? Bueno, es que los tres tienen que... No. No, you need to all be, no. You need to have the same because you'll share together. She doesn't have, okay. Bring those two back, Arifa. Arifa? And swap them for that, yeah. Anybody else who doesn't have a sock or a shoe that represents them? Anybody at all in the room? All good? Okay. Okay, so now I'd like you all to either use your notebook or you can come and take a piece of paper and you'll need a pen. Everybody needs a piece of paper and pen or a notebook. So if you need paper and pen, you can come and take it. Just. Thank you.
So you have to swap them and make them. Does everybody have a piece of paper and a pen? Or your notebook and pen? Just wait for everyone to get one. And I'd like you all to draw a line on your paper. Hold the paper horizontally and draw a line through the middle. And on this side of the paper, put 0. And on the other side, your current age. So if you're 50 years old, you would write 0. And then you'll write 50. So put 0 and your current age. Then make a little mark in the middle. So approximately, if you were 50, then where you would be 25. Is that clear? So 0 and your current age, 50, 60, 70, 20, whatever it might be. And a little mark in the middle. When I tell them to start drawing. Sorry? Body age. Yes, yes. Lochic age. Yeah, not talking about a lochic age. Yes. Yeah, that's right. Lochic age. Now, what I'd like you to do is take your mind back to your childhood and try and remember, how has your life been? When were you happy? When were you sad? And accordingly, I'd like you to draw the map of your life. So for example, I had a very happy childhood. So I'll draw a line above the middle line. Very happy childhood. Then when I was 10 years old, my dog died. My dog was poisoned. So of course, there was a lot of sorrow. And that left a very deep imprint in me because it was a shocking thing. So of course, my level of happiness went right down. And that stayed with me for quite a few years. Then I got another dog. So I was happy again. Then I went to university. It made me more happy. Then I failed my exam. So I was very sad. Then I decided to get married. And I met the best person in my life. I was so happy. And after 2 years, we decided it's not working down. And so that totally shattered me. So, do you get what I'm saying? I'd like you to try and draw this honestly. Nobody's going to look at your paper. But try to keep it chronological. You know what I mean? Like, year to year, you have a middle line. You might want to draw even a quarter line. So try to make it accurate. The impact of your life, I want you to put the whole life, your happy moments and your sad moments. Is that okay?
How are you going? All okay? Still another 2 minutes? Look at it again and make sure that it's accurate. Yeah? Another 2 minutes? 5 minutes more. Okay, no problem. That's very good. Very good. Those who have drawn, if you want to color your drawing in, if you want to, this is your scan, right? This is your MRI, your scan. So if you want to color it in, you can. But if you want to wait, it's fine also. Just keep drawing. Good. So for those who have finished drawing, where your graph goes down, where you have your difficult moments, your more sad moments, I'd like you to write what you felt at that moment. So for example, I remember when I was 6 years old, I was sent to boarding school. This is real. I remember feeling rejected. Even though my parents did the best for me, they sent me to the most expensive boarding school they could. But I felt they didn't want me and I was rejected. So when my dog died, which it did, I felt utterly shattered. So what did you feel in the moments where your graph goes down? It might be one feeling, it might be more than one. It might be a feeling repeated again and again. So if you can just write in those down points, what did you feel? For those who like to color, as I mentioned, you're welcome to pick up some crayons and color your graph according to your feelings, the emotions. How can color help you to see your graph in an honest way? So there's a box of colors here, if you'd like to. You don't have to. Has everyone drawn their graph? Everyone finished drawing? And have you managed to write down what you felt in the moments when you were down? Yeah? Anybody who still needs more time? All done? You're all so quiet. Another 2 more minutes? You need 2 more minutes? Yeah? Okay. 2 more minutes? And those who are done, you can come and use some color on your drawing. You can bring your drawing up and color it here if you like. Don't forget, this is your x-ray. The more detail you have in it, the better it is for the doctor to see it. Okay, so now one last question before we move on. Just look at your lovely graph, look at your life. And of course you know that you are not the journey, right? You're not the journey. This is the journey. You are the soul, the traveler. This is the journey. You are the traveler. Now I'd like you to look at your graph and ask the question, how has this journey impacted on my personality today? Think about your personality today. Think about your sanskaras today. Think about how you react to certain people. Think about how you get affected by some situations. Think about the people and the places and the things that make you upset. How has this journey impacted your personality today? Can you see any correlation? So turn the page to the other side and just write down any points that come to your mind. So for example, I realize that I have fear because of what happened to me when I was 16. Or I realize I feel rejected because my Centavasi never involved me in service. Or whatever it might be. Or I feel not worthy because Didi didn't give me enough drishti. Whatever. Just turn the paper on the other side and write down the impact that your journey has had on your personality today. Because everything that you are today, every scratch, every bump in the car, every dent, it's not you, it's the impact of your journey.
Shanti, mera sanskara.
Peace is my treasure.
Shanti, mera khazana hai.
Okay, so has everybody Shanti been able to write the impact that your journey has had on you?
My language. Shanti.
You need more time?
Bhasha hai.
Are you okay? Yeah, this is your diagnosis now. So you took your x-ray and now you're doing the diagnosis. You see? You're becoming the doctor now and you're seeing the effect of the illness on you today. I'll give you 2 more minutes. Okay, everyone, so I hope now you've written your diagnosis. Everyone has? You can see the impact of your journey on you. Yeah? Okay, now we're just going to do a little meditation. So I'd like you to hold your shoe or your sock in your hand. So you are the soul and you're looking at yourself at the end of your journey. And I see that my journey has had an impact on me. I was born a very pure, clean, Satupradhan soul. And I see myself today I see how my personality has changed because of my journey, the journey of 63 long births. And I, the soul, speak to myself, dear self, I know it. I know there have been many ups and downs. Maybe there's been the impact of a lot of pain, maybe sorrow, guilt. Rejection. But it's okay. The journey was not your fault. You are just the traveler. And I love you so much for taking the journey. No matter who you are, no matter how you are, I love you, my dear self. And I accept you the way you are, because you are not to blame for anything. It was just part of a very long journey. And now we both have Baba with us. The one so wonderful, so pure. The one who loves unconditionally. The one who understands your journey. Who never dislikes, never blames. So I connect with that one. And I show him my chart, my X-ray, my graph. I surrender all that I am to him. Baba, this is the journey. This is the impact that the journey has had on me. I know that it's not really me. It's just that I got a bit diseased, a bit affected, a bit influenced by the journey. Today, I give this journey to you. It is no longer me. I choose to go back. To being the pure essence, the clean soul. I just fill my heart with your love and my own acceptance of myself and my journey. And I let go of the entire impact that the journey had on me. And I go back to feeling my pure self, the one who is equal to you. Take your shoe and give it a hug. Or your sock. Give it a nice big hug. Give yourself a hug. Have a shoe or a sock, right? I'd like you to find your pair. Somewhere in this room is somebody who has the other shoe or the other sock. I'd like you to find that person and one second. So I want you to talk about why you chose this shoe or sock. How this represents you, and then please share anything you would like to from your graph and your realization of the workshop on how you're feeling right now. So you might have to get up and walk around and find your shoe or sock. I've got one here. Those who are in language groups will find it easier to find their pair. So sit down together somewhere when you find your partner. Russians, you found your partner? Everyone found their partner? Sit with your partner and discuss, why did you choose that shoe or sock? How does this represent you? And what did you learn from the workshop today? Has to be exactly the same, not just the same color. Exactly the same. If you can't find, please come in front. All those who haven't found their partner, come in front. Come in front if you haven't found, and then hopefully you'll find your partner here. What have you learned from the exercise today? Anyone else who hasn't found their partner, their sock or their shoe, come forward. We need a purple sock. Is there a purple sock? Come in front if you haven't got a partner. Yeah. You haven't found your partner? Okay, good. So they can pair up together. They can pair up together. Has everybody found their partner? Everybody? Anybody left? Good, okay. No, it's okay. No, it's okay if they have. They can just say why they were red and why they were purple. So I give you 15 minutes to discuss why that was you and what is the impact of this process. What did you learn? What did you gain from this process? What have you realized? So you have another 10 minutes. So if one person's been sharing and the other person didn't get a chance, you might want to swap. Let the other person speak. Make sure to talk about what you realized about yourself through the exercise. Something new about what's happening inside or... Also, you might want to talk about how is this going to help you to transform yourself? How is this workshop going to help you to be different when you walk out in half an hour? The shoes and socks back. So if you're leaving, please make sure to give your shoes and socks back. Okay, another 2 minutes and then we'll open the floor for anyone who would like to share, to come up and share. So, you want to talk more or you're done? You're done? Okay. Who wants to talk more? You want to talk more? Okay, 2 minutes more. So I'll tell you a little secret. You know this graph that you are drawing? This graph or this x-ray that you did, this chart, actually, even though you think it represents your this birth, the graph is actually a representation or a culmination of all our 63 births. So if you can clean up this graph, you can become karmatit. Yeah, possible? Because everything that we face in this life and everything that we face as a Brahmin is basically the impact of 63 births, not just one birth. So all you need to do is to sort out this, and then we can all go home. Okay, so is there anyone who would like to share something? Your experience of the workshop, what you might have learned about yourself? Your realizations, how this is going to help you make better effort. So if you'd like to come, I'll leave a mic at the front of the stage and you can come and share. You don't have to. This is totally voluntary, but it would be nice to hear some people's sharings. And also, if you need translation, then make sure you come with your translator. Just say who you are, where you're from, and then your experience.
Om Shanti. I'm Sister Shyama from Sri Lanka. I am happy that I am able to draw my graph. I didn't do this all these 60 years. I am almost 60 years nearing of my body age. I could see how my life was from since birth till now. The most happiest part of my life was from the birth till 5 years. Very innocent, not knowing anything. But it should be the period after I come to Baba. The thing is, actually it's very colorful in Baba's period. But only thing I have problem in getting rid of that past life. I could find that what are the things keeping me draw back to change according to Baba's benchmark, I think. Free from worries, flying stage. This exercise helped me to understand myself. Still, I think I have to work more and more with Baba to come out of my past habits and sanskar. And I'm grateful for Baba and family, especially Sona Ben and all the organizers for giving us this opportunity. Thank you, Baba. Thank you, family. And thank you, Dharma.
Thank you. You can keep the mic just there. Anyone else who would like to share what this workshop might have revealed? So when you share, you inspire others as well.
Om Shanti. I'm Sister Halima from USA, specifically Seal Beach, California. And I'd say that this workshop helped me to realize that even though I've had a lot of downs in my life, like my early childhood was very sad, and I had lost a brother when I was a child. My mom was very sick, so I had a lot of sadness as a child. And even I had sadness when my brother was born because I felt like I wasn't loved. So these are things that I see in my life, why I react, feeling abandoned, feeling like nobody really likes me, feeling out of place. These are all from my childhood. So I think that it's not like I know that. This really helped me to see that drawing the map and really thinking about it, that, yeah, I'm still reacting the same way as I did when I was 5. So this was really good. And also that I love knowing that when I came to Baba, my downs aren't so low, and when I go down, I bounce back up. So I think that's the main thing, that Baba keeps us, regardless whatever happens, we will always go back up again. It's never, ever the end. We never stay down there. It's always, he lifts us up again. So thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you. Yeah, anyone can come, but if you need translation, come with your translator.
Good day, Om Shanti. I want to share with you of my mind from this exercise, but because I don't know English so much as I want, to understand me so quiet. So I ask Yana to help me. So I will be tell now in Russian. Okay. I am Victoria. I am from Russia, from St. Petersburg. In the knowledge, I am in during 5 years. In Madhuban, I am in the second time. So this exercise was very important for me, and I realized so many things. Thank you. But now in Russian. Весь этот путь сделал меня гораздо сильнее.
This whole journey made me much stronger.
Я научилась спокойнее на все реагировать.
I learned how to have a very peaceful reaction to everything.
Я поняла, что все, что происходит, не касается меня. Это не про меня. Это про тех, про них.
And I understood that whatever is happening now in the world, it's not about me, it's about all of them in the world.
Я научилась прощать, точнее, осознанно прощать. Осознала, что прощаю.
I have learned to forgive. I have learned to consciously forgive.
Я научилась отпускать, что все не мое, мое со мной.
I have learned to let go. I've learned to let go of everything because it's not mine, and whatever is mine is with me.
Я научилась быть гибче. У меня развился и развивается социальный интеллект.
I have learned to become more and more flexible, and my social understanding is getting more deeper.
Я научилась поглощать, все принимать и опускать на дно.
I have learned to accept and merge it within myself.
Я научилась противостоять, точнее, я осознала, что я противостою с улыбкой. И все, что нас не убивает, делает нас сильнее.
Все, что нас не убивает, делает нас сильнее.
Не убивает.
I have learned to face everything with a smile. And whatever isn't eliminating me, isn't killing me, it's okay. It's fine. I can smile.
Я научилась ценить себя. Вернее, я осознала, что я большая ценность. Появилось самоуважение, спокойствие.
I have learned to value myself. I understood that I am precious, I am valuable.
Научилась, вернее, осознала, что умею любить бескорыстно, ничего не требуя взамен.
I have learned to be egoless, and I feel that I can be egoless without asking anything in return.
Я осознала свою природу. Я солнце. Моя природа светить всегда. Осознала свою божественность и ответственность за это.
I have felt and I am now aware of my nature. My inner nature is to be like a sun, to be like a sun and to shine anywhere for anyone. I have felt my divinity and my responsibility to maintain my divinity.
Я научилась брать ответственность на себя за все, что происходит со мной и произошло.
I have learned to take responsibility for anything that is happening with me.
Я осознала, что все мои качества — это не мои. Все мое — не мое. что я сторонний наблюдатель и доверенное лицо.
I have learned to observe as everything as a detached observer, and even my own qualities, I can feel they can be mine or they're not mine. So I can observe them as a detached observer.
And now I am absolutely complete and I am happy. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Would anyone else like to share what they...
I will cry. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. I'll sound too much like the teacher I am. But I'm suspecting that some of you here have suffered trauma. Childhood that was not understandable and hurt a lot. My problem as a child, and I did develop panic disorder, and I've been through many, many therapies. I'm standing here today and not last year, because I couldn't come last year. The fears would have overtaken me. The anxiety, not full-blown panic attacks, but everything that we heard today is what I've been practicing for a very long time. I am 76 years old, and the panic attack started when I was 19. I have two sons. One's a surgeon, one's a lawyer. I became a successful professional. Blah, blah, blah. On paper, I looked good. Inside, I was nobody because I was too frightened of my mommy to establish who I was, who Louise was. She had borderline personality disorder, and I was scared. And I was alone with her for 5 years. She gave birth to me when she was 21. The world was most confusing because they didn't beat me, they didn't curse, they weren't mean, but I got a double message. I got a double message because on the outside I was a cute kid and I could do things and I was smart, but inside was shame and guilt. You know, tomorrow's Mother's Day. Did you buy your mother a card? I was 9 years old. No, I didn't know tomorrow was Mother's Day. And the silent treatment all day. Mother, I blocked it out of my mind. At seven, I wanted to buy my daddy a gift for Father's Day. He had a men's clothing store. I went to his competitor because it was walking distance in Queens, you know, like a city. And I present him with a dollar pair of black socks. And I was lambasted. I was criticized and scolded. How could you go into my competitor? And they made me, it was a long, thin store that his competitor had, and they made me go in with the box alone and return the socks. The shame and the guilt, those are two things that stand out. The classic mommy scene was when I developed a cough and they didn't have much money and the cold left me with a post-nasal drip and I couldn't stop coughing. And my mother kept saying, Louise, from the kitchen in our little apartment, Louise. And finally she came out of the kitchen with a knife, a big knife, and she put it to my throat and she said with clenched teeth, if you cough one more time, I will kill you. But everyone loved them as a couple, you know. They were great. They were. And fun, but not behind closed doors. So I grew up with that kind of trauma at 19. I was pretty. I was smart. I was all those things you want your kid to be, but I was a wreck and I didn't know who I was. And I had a breakdown at 19. The breakdown, and was never hospitalized. But I've been on a journey since 19, and I'm going to fast forward to most recently. This year I'm in Madhuban. Abhimadaban because of courage and my Baba. And my husband, right till I got to that plane door, it's a little bit outside my comfort zone coming here, 1,000 miles or whatever it is. More. Oh, what am I saying? More than that. My sweet husband of 42 years says, I'll come get you right now if you change your mind. And I said, I don't think Baba wants me to die of a heart attack on that plane. So I've had my moments. I don't want to glorify this. I've had anxiety here. I asked Baba to come with me. Let me hold your hand. I learned a lot about Baba from Warren. I've learned an enormous amount today. I thought I knew everything. Baba, I knew was the answer. Before I got here, I'm in Gyan 9 years, fairly new. I can't tell you the... Because when, if you suffer from physical symptoms, then it's very hard to ignore. But you know what I realized from Warren's class 2 days ago, if you heard it? What I realized was that in subtle ways, see, I knew I had already this summer learned to detach. To detach and witness myself. All Brahman. But in Warren's class, I learned the subtle ways that I engage people so I'm not alone. I can't be alone in an elevator. My roommates are very patient with me. I go down with somebody like I'm 2.5 years old in an elevator. Alone, that door closes, and I just feel like I never developed the wherewithal, and I, in trauma therapy this summer, on my own, I saw a man diapering on a video, his little child, and the psychologist was talking about how you depend on another person to feel secure, to develop self-esteem. Come here, what do you want to do? You want to color? I'll color. I never had that. I was never beaten, but I never had that kind of compassion. And what I was able to do 2 months, 3 months ago was to detach. And if there's one person in this room who wishes to explore, and then the point made in the video was that by the age of 2.5, you develop your own defenses because you've had a loving parent to do that for you. So I'm going to leave you with that because... it's so true what you taught us today for me. It's a journey. It's the last journey. But if all those things hadn't happened, I wouldn't be standing here because my brother and sister are just, you know, they're not. They're not BKs. They're not open to this. Everyone in the family thinks I'm weird, you know, being a BK. But we know the truth, don't we? I hope I helped somebody today. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. You see how we all are on a journey. Everyone's journey is so beautiful, so unique, so precious. Anyone else like to share? Who's got courage? Come. You might have to come to the mic.
Just a question. You know, you mentioned this journey is just not one life. Would you kindly elaborate on that, please? Thank you.
So everyone here is Baba's child, and you know the cycle of time. And so we've been on a long journey through many births, and every birth we carry some impressions from the previous birth, and the previous birth, and the previous birth, and here we are in our last birth, and actually we carry impressions of our entire journey. So sometimes when we feel very reactive about something and we can't understand, why am I reacting so much? It's probably a seed that started to grow a long time ago,
and has turned into a much stronger, we call it sanskara, but impression in the soul. So that's why the damage or the pain or the illness or the suffering, whatever word you want to use, has become quite deep rooted. And so to pull it out, I need lots of light and power from Baba. But before I can do any of that, I need to accept that it's there. And I need to work on it together with Baba. So if I ignore it, if I don't look inside, if I don't accept that there is a reaction, it's worse. And that's why today, of course, it's very private, but you've probably seen on your chart the impact that your journey has had on you, which means probably your extended journey over many births has had on you. And the fact that you accepted it, you put it on paper, means that it's clear now for you and Baba, and it'll be very easy to work on it. Because you know, it's just part of the impact, just the sanskara, just the impression. But I, the soul, I'm quite separate from it. So I can change those sanskaras, I can work on them. I don't need to let them overpower me. Okay? So anyone else? One more person? Share? Come on. No brother wants to share anything? All the sisters came up. No brothers want to share? No? Did you enjoy the process? You did. Why did you enjoy the process? Come and tell us why you enjoyed the process.
Om Shanti. So, thank you so much. This was great. The reason I enjoyed this was because I've always wondered about the subconscious since I've been studying with Baba's, you know, knowledge, and I didn't know that, I don't know that we could talk about the subconscious as Rajyogis. I had no idea. So I'm really excited to know that our sanskaras are in our subconscious. So that's exciting. Yay. Good to know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yeah. Yep. Thank you. And then Susan next, yeah?
Thank you for this wonderful workshop. It was very relevant for me because the moment I saw the three different titles, this really stood up. And the reason it stood up is because I've been trying to rewire myself. That's the word I use. There's a wiring and I want to rewire. And every time when I try to rewire, it's like you're doing it at a surface level. And after a few days, it feels like, oh yeah, the rewiring is done. But it's the subconscious level that hasn't changed. Because whenever I was trying to rewire, it was at a situation level. If there was a relationship scenario, I used to work on that relationship, which was fine. But then, because the underneath wiring is still the same, it shows up in something else. So today, this opportunity really took me. In fact, I did similar exercise probably more than a decade back, but I think it didn't take me to this level because even on my journey, my, as Baba says, the vessel wasn't as pure or as golden. So there's a difference in how I saw this journey and how I actually went down to that route as a detached observer, and there were moments, even when I was writing the chart, it wasn't straight. Even when it was going up, it was up and down, because even when it was going up, there were little bit ups and downs, and similar was the journey. So it really gave me a very good opportunity to really look at this journey and how I perceived it, because there was no difference between me, the traveler, and the journey. It was one, up until this knowledge really, you know, separated that. And also, we all go through this journey when we hear the knowledge, you know, we feel so excited that because it's everything at the mind level, intellectual level, and we feel we got it. But as Baba says, you know, becoming that, embodying the knowledge is something, the actual rewiring is, according to me. And I think this workshop really got that clarity. And in fact, it's not the end, it's the start of this journey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Actually, when I was new in Gyan, I've gone through similar, this kind of exercise. It was from the BK Inner Leadership workshop. That was my very first workshop when I came into Gyan. And I drew the same line. This is like a lifeline from young until, at that time I was, of course, 20 years younger than now. So, of course, I had different experience. During that time, I could be very emotional when I look at the event that happened in my life. And, of course, I consider myself very lucky. I didn't have, like, trauma, very sorrowful childhood. No. Of course, it's just that life, everyone has its own challenges, okay, in our work life and all that. And today, when we were asked to draw this line, I remember that process. By this time, I find it very hard to recall those incidents or events that make me very sorrowful or very down. I had totally very different experiences. I was trying very hard to recall what happened that time and how I was feeling and all that. I didn't have any feeling of sorrow or down. And I couldn't remember, can't even remember at what age, what time this event, to me now, I don't consider it to be like a big event that, oh, it make me really, you know, very sad. No. So I was wondering how, after 20 years, and of course, now nearly 20 years in Gyan, What I observe myself is that I'm very grateful that I'm in this knowledge and with yoga power, and I believe whatever that happened in the past, it has merged or it's been faded, that I don't even remember what happened during those days. So it was like suddenly gratitude, that feeling of gratitude that at least I have the tools. I have no meditation and I have knowledge. And of course, if before COVID, maybe this impact may not be so great. I would say that because of during COVID time, center is closed. Now I surrender. The first exercise I did, inner leadership, helped me to find my life purpose. That's how I end up now living in the center. I surrendered and I chose to walk this path and to live this life and dedicated my life for spirituality, for humanity. And of course, daily we've been listening to the Muli. In center, 365 days listen to the Muli, but we only listen to Sakka Muli. So day in, day night, day out, listen to the same Muli. I thought it's almost the same. Until during the COVID time, when we cannot go out to do service, students cannot come into the center, that was the time that we really go into revision of the Avyat Muli. So from there, I believe it was because of the Avyat Muli that have given me a lot of answers. And the mind now already become quiet. No more questions. And a lot of sanskaras that time I find it difficult to deal with, to change. Now, you know, without realizing it, some already have been transformed. It becomes so natural because of the Muli class, the deeper knowledge that we have, and we've been applying knowledge as well as yoga. More time for yoga, more time for the self, connecting with Baba. That the result, I could now feel, you know. Actually, I'd never go and analyze it, but today is really a good opportunity to spend time and looking back what have I done, and then how I feel now. So when Sister Sona was asking us to write, what is the impact of sanskara that are creating maybe more sorrow or you get stuck? But rather, immediately what I look at is how this gyan and knowledge help me to get out from all this, that it make me more resilient, stronger, have dignity, have self-respect. A lot of positive things that come instead of looking at the negative aspect. So that's much that I want to share. And of course, thank you, Baba. Thank you, the instrument. And thank you, Drama, for making me realize that how lucky we are. We are here, we have Baba, we have knowledge, we know how to meditate. We are a lot more lucky and fortunate than outside people. A lot of people, they don't have it. So we should have more mercy and share this knowledge and inspire more people to come to this path. And the new world will come very soon. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. And actually, you know, Sister Susan is right. As the soul is healed and as Baba's love fills the soul, a lot of these old memories and painful moments, they kind of get so merged inside the soul, it's hard to even remember. You know, even if somebody says, do you remember that? And you say, no. Why? It's like my consciousness lets it go. I don't want to hold on. What for? And so the memories actually start to get so deeply merged that at some point you will not even remember them. It's beautiful. Thank you. Okay. So thank you for joining today. It was wonderful having you. And if anyone wants to have a chat any time, if there's anything private, personal that came up for you that you'd like to discuss further, very happy to do that any time. Shall we finish with a few moments of Baba? Just keep my heart in front of Baba and let him heal. And by the way, one of these is missing. So, you've got one? Okay, so maybe there's one more somewhere else.
Cause we pay.